This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. The Boston Globe, New England's largest newspaper, is up for sale again. The New York Times Company, which owns the Globe, has just begun searching for buyers. But as WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports, no one expects the Times to get anyone near what it paid for the Globe two decades ago.
In a statement, New York Times Company CEO Mark Thompson says he wants to sell the Boston Globe and the Worcester Telegram and Gazette to focus on the New York Times brand and its journalism. Waiting for the tea, Ben Hill was surprised by the news.
I think it's kind of sad. I mean, thought they weren't going to sell it. Why are they doing it now? Why not just keep it?
Hill is a fish broker at a seafood company. In his mid-30s, he grew up on Martha's Vineyard. His hockey team would share a copy of the Globe while taking the boat to its games.
I remember being a little kid just looking at the Boston Globe, having it thrown on our stoop and our doorstep, and just being like, wow, this is the Boston Globe. I took a tour of the Globe with our school, and I thought it was like the coolest thing in the world. And it's just, to me, it's an institution of Boston.
We need it to thrive and survive and prosper, and when you don't know who the next owner is going to be, it just creates uncertainty.
That's Ben Taylor, and he should know about that. He used to be the publisher of the Globe. His family owned it for generations until 1993. That's when the Taylors sold it to the New York Times for more than $1 billion.
I mean, the paper's done pretty darn well under the Times' management. But I think it was probably inevitable. Totally understand their desire to focus on the future of the New York Times.
Because the future for any newspaper is plenty to worry about in the age of the Internet. The Boston Globe is 140 years old, which matters little to Boston University freshman Sarah Abreu.
I don't really read newspapers. I'm like kind of really like not. I don't know.
Her friend Alex Kaufman does have to read the Globe sometimes for class.
When I read it, I feel a lot smarter and I like knowing what's going on. I pay attention online sometimes.
The Globe has been boosting its digital and hard copy subscribers, but its advertising revenue has been falling. Profits were basically flat last year. It's why newspaper industry analyst Ken Doctor says the New York Times will only get a small portion of what it paid for the Globe 20 years ago.
My sense is the price is going to be between about $100 and $150 million. That's a relatively small price to pay for the prestige and really the power of the Boston Globe.
It's not the first time the Times has tried to unload the Globe. Management cut staffers and other costs before shopping the paper around for months in 2009. Doctor says the market for newspapers has stabilized since then. Even Warren Buffett has bought dailies around the country. The question now is not whether the Globe will sell, but to whom the Times will choose to sell it.
The money is the money, and they may get a higher bid from one bidder than another, but will they apply a civic interest as well to try to be a good steward as they pass the Globe to someone else?
The Boston Globe managed one transition to new ownership back in 1993 and kept on winning Pulitzer Prizes, including the one for exposing clergy sex abuse 10 years ago. The concern now is, can it do it again? For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.